Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic Live Around the World, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. And let's see who I met. A guy in the hardware store. Mm-hmm. And I forget his name. He gave me his card. I can't read it. Nice guy. His wife had an Akita growing up.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to say hello to him and his wife. Forgive me if I can't read your card. But anyway, Akita lover. And Big East, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom's River, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, call Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, who...
Is that a phone ringing?
Helps people who need dog food, cat food. 631-484-3085 on the... phone number. So give Gary a call if you're in need of food or medical attention for your animal. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all those who perished in Texas. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight remind you. All right. And please don't forget, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. All right. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Let me give that again. 631-224-3090. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty. And I heard today that Mr. Kennedy wasn't feeling good. Speedy recovery to Mr. Kennedy. I have to call tomorrow and see if
how
he's
he
all right. All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty. And we thank him for all his help. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And I must say, I am disappointed that they're not doing self-advocacy on what to do if you're denied a guide dog. So I told them I would do it on my show, and they thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, that conference is this coming Friday. 14 October at Silo. Go to the website, and you have to register.
Yeah.
All right. And while you're up there, if you see the phone number on our nursing home committee,
631-487-2038.
That's correct. The nursing home number up on the Silo website.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank Jose Delgado for his support. All right, open mic brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. We remember them, yeah. If you'd like to have your child name added to the list, let us know.
Yes.
We'd love to... honor
memorialize,
more children by name. Not memorialize, but honor them.
Honor, yes.
All right.
Sorry, I said it the other
Who else? Oh, we got Able News. Let's do the Able News before we forget. We don't want to forget Able News.
No, we don't.
Inner Sight.
Able is the newspaper
news.
For, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, I want to thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank my friend Tony, his $100 donation, him and his wife, Jen, and all who believe in freedom and what we're doing. And this is open mic. I got to tell this story because it was so cool, you know. I ventured out today. I had to go to a couple of towns over. And I got off on the train at the wrong stop, so I got lost. I didn't know where I was, you know.
Yeah.
And the station didn't seem familiar. I used to live in Islip, New York, and I just got off at the stop before. So I went through the whole thing and had to cancel my appointment, and we're going to reschedule for next week. But coming back, you know, I was walking on Montauk Highway here in Long Island. It's one of the busiest highways in the world.
It is.
And my dog, if it wasn't for her, believe me, I wouldn't be talking with you. She kept me safe throughout the whole thing.
That's
you know,
awesome.
I must have walked 5 miles today.
Wow, that's a lot of miles.
So, coming back, two beautiful people pulled up in a Jeep. I didn't know it was a Jeep then, but I found out later. Two beautiful people, Debbie and Ralph, and I want to thank them for giving me a ride home.
Oh, that was nice.
You know, dog lovers, indeed they were, well, they are. And Debbie and Ralph, if you're listening, thank you so much for that help. I really appreciated it, especially after I'd been walking all that time and my dog was tired too.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
The moral
of the story is I wouldn't have gotten lost if I could have read the signs.
That's right.
You know, crew on the train didn't call out the stops loud enough.
What?
And on top of it, the one guy told me that my stop was the next stop, and I didn't even think that it wasn't, you know, supposed was the stop afterwards, so I got off at the wrong stop.
No, great.
Point, I'm making all these signs should be accessible. They want you to get a smartphone and hope that it works. Now, I called my attorney. He told me that people have complained to him that the smartphone doesn't always work, especially with a lot of noise out there. How are you supposed to get the information you need with all that distracting noise that throws the thing off all the time?
Oh, God, yes. I have a similar situation, Frank, where
Hold on, let me finish my story.
Okay.
They put it on us.
Yeah.
Because they didn't make the signs legible. Not only that, you've got these signs way up high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people can see them, and that's fine. But everybody should be able to see them.
Right.
And by that I mean a blind person who reads and sees with their hands and their mind.
Mm-hmm.
The government is not providing that for us. They
that's
want
true.
Us to change their system by getting a phone that doesn't always work.
That's
and suppose
crazy.
You forget the phone. Suppose you leave it home.
That's true. Suppose
what do you
it
do
breaks.
Then? Suppose it breaks.
Suppose it breaks. Yeah.
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 Suppose you're trying to use it and you drop the damn thing.
And it isn't a puddle.
Yeah.
I would
you
take
know,
a plastic
put
bag.
They put the burden on us.
Yes.
To undo what they've done. And that's
sure.
wrong. And my attorney told me that the law doesn't cover it. It's not strong enough.
Wow.
So there you have the whole gist of the thing that's horrible. Now, what was your experience?
No, I just was saying that it was similar to what happened to you. I got turned around. And this happened, I'd say, weeks ago, but I got turned around. And I'm like, okay, where am I now? And it's dark, which is worse, you know, for me.
Yeah.
And everybody has their worst time. For me, darkness, it just, I lose all depth of field and I, you know, I can't, you know, a couple times I almost fell off a curb. But I was coming back from CVS near me. And I was wondering why I was having, you know, I was on the wrong road. If it was labeled properly, then I would have been on the right road and came home easier.
Well, you can't read it.
You can't read it, no.
You can't read it.
You get turned
I
around.
I was a block
you...
away from where I was supposed to be, and I didn't know it.
Wow.
How bad
That's
it
awful.
Is.
Yeah.
A damn-ass block away, you know. And people think, you know, people complain. People think they got it hard. What would they do if they couldn't read all their stuff?
They would be very upset,
you know.
To say the least. You know.
Anyway, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody, we got callers on the line or what?
We have Anthony, he's listening. And I know whenever I say that he comes in or says hi or whatever. But if he wants to just continue listening, we'll be glad also.
We have someone listening, all right.
Yeah, and Louis was on, but he jumped off when you were talking a little bit more. So I'm sure he'll come back.
He'll probably come back.
Yeah, around 8:30.
Yeah, so I'm listening to the business news, you know, and I hear all these people with this big money criticizing the president and saying that he's not doing the right thing with this economy and warning against the recession and all that, you know. Now, these people have big money. They must know something about money.
Yeah.
You know, they made it. They earned it.
They earned it, yeah.
Most of them hopefully did it legally, but you never know.
That's true.
But I truly believe that the President of the United States should be doing a lot more to protect us. And I don't know whatever happened to the stimulus. Now, a lot of these top economists are saying that people need to lose their jobs to get this economy back in shape.
Wow.
You know,
we're not
going to
be getting any stimuluses, Frank.
Hold it. If people lose their jobs, we're going to need stimulus help.
Mm-hmm.
You know. All right. Did I hear another voice on the line?
Yeah, that was Anthony. I don't know how that happened, but now
I didn't know
he's asking a question.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to let him in.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
It was. Hold on. Let me let him in. Okay, Anthony, go ahead.
Yes, I was saying that we're not going to be getting any stimuluses. The idea of the stimulus is Right, and he would have to sign it in order for us to get it. And I don't know about, you know, what you're saying about people losing their jobs to get a stimulus, and then they were saying that if too many people want a job, then that could cause a recession. But I don't think that it would really affect anything because people will get, you know, a job somewhere, you know, some way, the way that they always have. And I think we'll be fine as far as that goes. But as far as, you know, getting stimuluses for people that can't work and things like that, like the disabled, I don't think that, you know.
Well, it's so opinionated, you know, this stupid economy stuff. Everybody has a different point of view, so who really knows?
Yeah, it's true.
Right, but it's not being talked about at all.
Right.
I mean, look how long it's been. I mean, all the politicians have talked about it at some point. You know,
right.
I'm going to get it for you, and then they don't. Until the point where it's been completely squashed and forgotten about. So, you know, I don't really have much hope or faith for it, you know. And,
not the way things are now.
Nope.
Yeah, it's unfortunate and it's sad for people who need it, but, you know, we weren't going to be able to get it forever. It was only a temporary thing that would last for a while. And then, you know, once it was over, it was over. And we all knew that it would come to an end, you know. And once you spend, you know, the money, it's gone. And that's that. And as far as...
And they're saying that people, most people, Americans, as they put it, cannot pay their bills. And they're struggling with that.
Big time.
Yeah, that's the truth. And as far as the disabled, they're just going to, you know, when they give the SSI increase, it's going to be like maybe 150 or less dollars, maybe like 100, which isn't really much at all. You know, we'll hope for
if
a little
you get
higher,
that.
But yeah, maybe like 2 or 3% higher. But it's not really going to be that much, you know, like people really thought it was going to be. So, I mean, the way it was calculated from August to whatever, it's like they say that's the lowest point of inflation that they're calculating, and that's all that, you know, you're going to get out of it. So, I mean, whatever good it does for you, that's great, but, you know, $100 isn't really much. I mean, I heard on the news that the prices of pork might be going up because they don't want the animals to be, you know, in the same cage, and the, you know, manufacturers of it say that that would be the cheaper way to provide pork, you know, if it didn't have to be, I guess, such high quality, if it was that way. But if the pork has to move around and get exercise, then, you know, they would have to raise the prices on it, which means the prices are going to go up on that too, and the prices are going to go up on everything, as we know.
They already
and,
have. Not even, you know, to the point. That way they already have gone up, and it's terrible.
What's left to go up? Maybe it's going to go up, you know, even more than it was originally.
Oh, please don't say that.
I don't know. But,
I know.
You know, what is $100 going to do? I mean,
nothing.
You know.
Two bags of groceries, that's what gave me $100. I had $100, just two bags of groceries.
Yeah, that's all it gives you, and you have to, you know, calculate it out in your head how much, you know, it's going to come to and, you know, how much you could squeeze out of that, you know what I mean? Even the
I usually go to a scanner, and I, you know, sort of pre-scan it once in a while as I'm roaming through the, you know, wherever I'm at, you know, and I find out sort of what price I'm going to have. This way I could, you know, put it, but those scanners aren't accessible, so I have to have it with somebody standing next to me and telling me what's on the screen, which is really frustrating.
Yeah, well, I can imagine, but at least you have somebody, and, you know, it's a blessing no matter how you look at it, you know what I mean, to help you with whatever you need, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, you just say, you know, just do the best you can and, know, hang in there and try to cope with it, because everybody's going through it, you know, and everybody's, you know, one person is struggling more than the next person, I guess, And, you know, what are you going to do? It's going to kind of be the way it is, you know?
Yeah.
They aren't, unfortunately, going to make everything accessible like we like. But, you know, I don't really think that people have much faith in Biden because we know that the prices are going up and it's not getting any better, and he's not really going to be able to do anything about it because they're all going to say, oh, it's a free marketplace. We could charge what we want. You know what I mean? And they'll say, you know, if their prices go down and the price of gas and this and that goes down, then they'll charge less. But I wouldn't, you know, count
my chickens. I wouldn't put my money on it.
Yeah. I mean, we can always pray, but I don't know, you know. But what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the government is not doing enough about it. Well, they're not doing the right thing about it.
Well, we know
combination
that.
Combination of the two.
They haven't really, and, you know, if Chuck Schumer loses, which we know he's not going to, you know, lose, I mean, he's a U.S. senator, and he's one that leads, you know, tremendously on democratic values, and it could really make things much worse, not only for people who believe in abortion, but for, you know, people who believe in government helping, you know, those who can't work. But, you know, so we just have to get out there and vote and hope that things go our way. But I think overall people are very disappointed with the Democrats, and I think with the Republicans things are just going to get worse unless you get somebody who's more moderate or, you know, more compassionate or thinks differently than most Republicans. But we shall see how things go.
I hope it goes well. You know, it's getting to the point that you have to, you know, really hope that it will get well, because we're down at the bottom. I don't know where else we're going to go from there.
Yeah,
the bottom,
we've always,
the bottom.
Yeah, we've always been down at the bottom as far as, you know, getting, you know, a hand up on money and finances and things get better. And to be honest with you, Suzanne, I mean, we've been depending on the government for years and nothing has ever gotten better, and it probably won't. Because they treat it as, you know, as, you know, money that has to be spent that, you know, they don't want to spend. And, you know, it's coming out of their budget and, you know, they're counting every penny.
But they'll do that for somebody working, which I find to be, you know, ludicrous. If you're working, do you need a stimulus? Or if you're able to work and get, you know, good money, at that point, the people who really need it are the disabled and elderly. You know, they don't work, they can't work, and they have very little money.
I agree with you, but they value them more than they value us because they give the money back over time to them.
Yeah.
You know, we don't buy much and we don't spend much because we don't have much. So, you know, whatever little bit we spend is pennies compared to what somebody who pays taxes does, you know, and if you look at
how much did they make in taxes on this, on these last stimulus checks?
Nothing.
Like
I don't think anything.
Sure, you got to pay taxes every time you buy something.
I heard that it stimulated the economy very well, but it's like a big, you know, party, and then it's over, you know, and then things are.
Yeah, but they did make money
but,
on it in the taxes.
Yeah, but we won't see any of that money, Frank. It's not ours. It's the government's. And it's not, you know, under our control.
Nope, it isn't. Unfortunately.
No, we're taxpayers. We have to pay taxes, too.
Yeah, we pay
sales
tax.
We're not treated equal.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we pay taxes on clothes and on, you know, food that we buy and things like that. But then, again, Frank, it's, you know, with their money. And because of that, they treat you like less than. And, we're kind of treated like children, you know, because of that. Because we're giving the money the same way, you know, some people would treat it as, oh, you give it to a kid. And like I said, because we live with family, they assume because we're disabled, they don't really worry about it because they expect codependency and work, you know, for that and our families to support us and give us money and figure that we live in their houses. And, you know, we have never, could never, or would never, or can't, you know, live independently because of the money that we live off of. And they all know that, so they don't worry about it, and they don't have to care, and somebody else will, and will come out, you know, of somebody else's budget. You know, either you're somebody will pity you, and, you know, you will be able to support yourself that way, because if you're, you know, married, they're going to expect your husband to take care of you. If you're, you know, if you have a mom or a father, that's the way it is, you know. You know, I'm sorry for the disabled person who dreams of.
We
got to
keep on advocating and fighting to change that because it's horrible.
Yeah.
They're using people in so many different ways.
Yeah.
It's not right.
You know, they just, you know, they calculate our pennies and then figure out that, you know, they're not giving much, so they're not going to get much. We'll give them little crumbs extra to buy something, you know, extra, you know, when they go to a store to shut their family member's mouth, you know, who wants more rent or whatever it is, but it really isn't going to do anything. And the fact of the matter is, Frank, that the government knows that, you know, people really can't, you know, like if you live with your family, they're not going to throw you out or anything like that. If you don't have enough money for food, they're going to feed you and clothe you, whatever, and, you know.
Well, that's not always the case. A lot of people do throw people out.
Right, but that's not what they expect. And if they're disabled, you know, they can get help. They can get in trouble, you know, if they throw someone out who can't fend for themselves because they figure they're physically dependent anyway. You know, whether it is through, you know, living with family, finances, homemakers, whatever you want to call it, it's all dependency, and that's what the government depends on, you know. You depend on them, and they depend on your family. Your aid depends on your family, and, you know, you depend on your aid. I mean, we're all codependent in the end, so whatever, you know, life is going to be, don't worry about it too much.
Nah. I don't know how codependent we are, but I'm not going to dismiss that because that's something that is and really is a, you know, trying to really bear its weight on society at the moment because we don't have economic freedom and also regular freedom as well. So it's very difficult. I'm sorry.
You don't think that we're codependent because we live off of the little bit of money that we do?
We have no choice. When you have codependency, you have a choice to go to it or not to it. That's how I feel. You know.
What's your choice if you have no money?
True. That's very true. But you still have a choice on codependency. You could be that is something separate from the money that is given or not given, I should say.
How so?
You know?
Where are you going to find a place of a couple $100 rent a month, but the public housing is Section 8?
You're on a list. I'm on a list right now, and I can't get anything right now until I break free of that list. It's also a lottery. I'm in a lottery for Section 8.
Right, right. And you wait and wait and wait, and the fact is, Suzanne, that you might wait till you die.
That's
so, true. You know,
that's what they're hoping. Then they won't have to.
Don't count on it.
I'm not
going to
be a
haunting spirit. It might happen anyway. I mean, you know, whether they want it or not, because it happens to people all the time. We just live our lives.
You know, you just gave me a thought. How many people does the government sit down and plan out and figure out mathematically? We're only going to have to help X amount of people because by the time these programs kick in, X amount of people will be dead probably.
That's right.
Well, think about
it
like this.
They got that all figured out.
Think about it like this. People on Social Security, they have raised the, you know, age limit for who can qualify for Social Security because they say that they expect people to live longer. But the fact of the matter is, how many of those people will really live that long? And if they don't, then they won't have to give them Social Security, because if they can't work, you know, physically, they'll never be able
right.
to afford it, and they'll get SSI,
right.
which, you know.
Excuse me, Anthony.
And you can't make out a will and leave somebody your Social Security.
No, because it's not yours.
We have Louie waiting. Sorry.
Wait a minute. What do you mean it's not yours? You get it.
It's only yours to live off of until you die, but as soon as you die, it's the government's.
There's a contradiction because nine-tenths of the law is possession.
But here's the other thing.
You possess
my
something,
mom,
it's like
it's
a loan, Frank.
To yours.
It's like a loan.
No, you're wrong.
You
my mother got my father's benefit when he died.
That was his Social Security because that's her husband. But
right.
we're not entitled to it. This is a benefit, not something that's owed to us, they say. So it's different. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's,
I do.
You know,
but why would they leave it as a benefit when they've done everything, so excuse me for saying this, ass backwards, to begin with? I don't trust it. I really don't.
Because it's not something that we worked for, so legally they say we're not entitled to it. We know that they're not going to take it away.
I get Social Security that I worked for.
I do too.
Okay.
They added it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you're entitled
to that.
That's
my money.
But
why can't I will it to somebody?
That you can't do.
Because
the contradiction
it's nothing, Frank. It's a few hundred dollars because that's for you to live off of while you worked to compensate you for
alive,
your working years. Once you die, it's
it.
The government. So
even your
is,
power of attorney.
Yeah, but that's not
person.
Right. That's controlling people. If that's your money, it's your money.
That's normal. Your new normal.
They're not going to continue to compensate. You know, it's not like yours that, you know, you were a billionaire that you worked for like that, you know, that you saved and invested for. You paid into a government program and they pay it back to you over your lifespan to support you, and then they cut it off. That's the way it is.
Not necessarily.
That is the way it is, Suzanne.
There's a lot of contradictions in the government.
I understand.
There are a lot
of
contradictions.
There have been contradictions all my life, all your life, and there will be contradictions until I die, Suzanne dies, and you die. That's the way life is. Right?
Quick, we're done.
Okay.
Oh, man. Have a good one.
Well, you too. Take care. Good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Open mic. Let me run down the week. Monday, we apologize for last night. Couldn't get the rerun going. Monday night is Mad or Glad. You know, where you can call in and talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday tonight, open mic. Pick your own subject. And let's see. Wednesday is our nursing home show. Should be a very interesting show. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about a few things that haven't been talked about before. And I want to thank Joe Delgado today, Jose Delgado, for making a statement that he's going to investigate what we believe is something, possibly some illegal activity on the part of the nursing homes. So we're gonna definitely investigate that. We've gotten emails from people who have said that they took their Social Security and then they called Social Security and they were told by Social Security that they're not allowed to do that, and the nursing home had to give the money back.
Wow.
So now, if that's true,
then it's
something
true
else
all the way around.
About that.
Exactly.
So Silo is going to investigate that, and we will definitely keep you posted on what happens with that and try to get to the bottom of it.
That's true.
And I want to thank Ellen for her email, and I'm going to pass her name on to Silo. I already gave him the other name.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight. Thursday night is a different subject. I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
We're going to have fun with that.
We're open for suggestions.
Yes. Oh, by the way,
Thursday
I have a number
night.
For you.
Number? A good number?
Yeah. Yeah,
right,
it's a good number. It's a 116,195 listens.
Oh, all
right. We went
that's
up
a
little.
That's a little bit of a higher
so,
number.
Yeah.
I always like higher numbers.
So do I.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it gets to higher than a million. That'd be great.
Friday night is the funniest, so.
Yeah. Get ready.
In.
We have Louie waiting for you, by the way, whenever you're ready.
Oh, Louie's on the line?
Yes, he is.
835 New York, Louie the Lip on the line on open
here
mic.
He comes. Here he comes.
Here
hey, Louie.
Hi, everybody. This is Louie Rivera.
Yeah.
How you doing, Louie?
How are you?
Oh, okay. I missed you Friday. We were out to see a Latin music in Queens.
Oh.
Yeah. You went to see La Paloma?
Gran Combo de Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Sí. Puerto
sounds
Rico.
Good.
Celebrating 60 years of Gran Combo from the early 60s to the then to now.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's a long time to be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry you missed my phone call Friday, Frank. You waiting for me?
Yeah. I tried to call you, in fact.
I know. We were out.
Yeah,
that's
okay, right. Yeah. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey, Frank, your show is at 9:30 on Thursday night on Public Access.
You saw it?
No, I mean, was that the repeat still?
Yeah, we got to send in some new shows over there.
Yeah, we got to get there and see what the equipment's like.
Back in there, you know.
Yeah,
the same show. I had to watch something else. The same repeat.
Yeah.
We're trying to get better.
Yeah. Last time I saw you on TV, I saw your dog on TV, Charabelle.
Oh, you saw her on the show?
Yeah, the dog.
Oh, all right. I must have been talking about dogs then.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Charabelle barks.
Aw.
Yeah, she barks.
Yeah, she barks. I want to bring Charabelle introduced to Juno, my dog.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, how is
dog
your dog anyway?
Yeah.
Getting there.
No, wait a minute. I got a question.
Juno, the dog.
Yeah, but I got a question for you about your dog.
You can talk. Wait, what's your question?
Yeah. Does your dog speak Spanish?
There you go.
I hope he has my voice. Yeah, my voice. He can change it to woof, 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 woof. To hello, that says Louie Rivera, the talking dog, talking to Juno, the dog.
I like that.
So your dog speaks. If you talk to your dog in Spanish, does he understand you?
Nah, he keeps on barking and barking.
You don't know? He don't know you in Spanish?
Habla español? He barks and I talk Spanish.
Nah.
Well, you know, you ought to teach him Spanish.
Yeah.
I gotta give some rice and beans to my dog.
Why?
That's it.
Cause
maybe if you give him rice and beans, You give him rice and beans, he might talk. He might start speaking Spanish.
There you go.
In addition
well,
to
I
other
take
things.
Excuse me for saying, he might be talking out of the wrong end if you give him beans.
Yeah.
Sorry. I said that.
Now, I
yeah.
knew a guy who trained his dog overseas,
uh-huh.
and he trained him in German. That dog knew
mm-hmm.
German.
Yeah.
You know? So they can understand mm-hmm. other languages if you teach them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? They're very smart like that. And dogs go by the voice a lot. The sound of the
oh,
voice.
Oh, yeah. If you have a happy voice, they
hey,
like it even better.
Louis, what kind of dog is he? What is he, a French poodle or what?
No, it's a black dog.
Black dog?
Black dog.
Is it big
oh.
or small?
Yeah.
Big or small?
Not,
big
a,
dog?
Not a collie, not a German Shepherd, but a dog.
A dog, a mixed dog.
Every dog
That's cool.
has its day.
That's right.
Yeah, remember that one with the
wait,
honeymoon
hold on,
with
I see
the
a
dog?
Home run. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Frank.
Lulu. Lulu. right, Frank?
Who hit the home run? Oh, you went off the line.
Yeah, no.
I had to put you on hold. I see who had a home run.
Oh, so we
yeah,
got
who
the
hit?
Home run.
Number, not Aaron Judge, the ball player number 22.
Oh.
Oh, a Yankee?
Yankees, that's the playoffs.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
The Mets are over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are the Yankees playing in the playoffs?
You got the Cleveland Guardians at the Yankee Stadium.
Oh.
Oh, Cleveland.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
hmm.
that's right. Yeah.
All right.
And how many did they win so far? Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's tied up. I think it's 2-1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go, Yankees.
All they need is two more.
Hey, Frank. I was last time
Yo.
I was on the call you on the blog, so far as I'm trying to wear the black that fishnet stocking. It fits on my waistline.
Why fishnet stocking?
Wait a minute. What'd you say? You put stockings on your waistline?
The fishnet stocking.
Fishnet.
Fishnet stockings.
Yeah.
What are
yeah,
you going
the
lady fishing?
Fish... No, I sell fish on the fish stocking. Out of here.
Well, you put a hook on there, you can go fishing.
Yeah, I bought that from Victoria's Secrets.
So you,
I looked
you,
at
you'll
it.
Catch
anywhere.
It by hook or crook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You went into Victoria's Secret and you bought fishnet stockings?
No, I didn't wear it. I just looked at it.
There you
oh,
go.
But you didn't buy it.
No, no, no. It won't fit. It
get,
won't fit my waistline.
You had to. You have to get a girl to go in there and buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the largest one she sees.
Yeah, I go on Victoria's Secret and says, oh, had mercy.
He goes in there
That's
to look
funny.
At the girls.
That's right.
The right,
only
Lou?
One
yeah.
spot, so it's nice.
Yeah, they get it all with the mannequin wearing the body shaper, and you got the lingerie, the teddy bear and everything, you know.
Teddy bear?
like a teddy thing, and you got the lingerie stuff, and you got the pantyhose and the wah wee stuff. Oh my God, it turns out. Oh,
what's the teddy bear look like?
I don't know, Frank. I just checked it out. They got different colors.
Oh.
No, there you go.
I went there. They got love drops over there with the Victoria's Secrets.
Ah. So you put them up there?
Yeah, I gotta find out which color I'll buy. I don't know which one. I'll give some to Buffy, give some to sister and my aunt and Aunt Tilly.
Oh, nice.
All right, in sight. Hold on, Lou. Let me do a commercial. Brought to you by Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, have fun. Call Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464.
That's
the Third Eye Insight. And you'll learn how to protect yourself. 631-445-3464. And the Third Eye Insight. Yeah, so listen, Louis, so give me some information about Friday. What's going on Friday?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Listen to Roseanne Adana. Make sure you turn in for Friday night. From 8 to 9 o'clock, the Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio presents the Follics. We're going to have a lot of big fun. The Swab and Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis and your friendly philosopher, Loyal Hardy, the Honeymooners, Jack Benny, and Lauren Hardy. I won't forget that. And we're going to have a lot
yeah,
of fun
by
the
way,
the Swab in the bathroom.
Pat Cooper is 93 years old.
Oh, wow. He really is?
When?
Still alive.
Yeah. You spoke with him?
He's older than Tony Bennett.
Did you speak with him?
No.
No.
I got some information on him.
What, today
oh,
he's
cool.
93, Pat Cooper?
No, not to, I don't know when his birthday is, but he's 93.
But he knows he's still 93.
Currently.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. So,
yeah.
God love him. All right, Friday night, yeah, Jimmy Dinigan's gonna dance in school.
Oh, nice. Guess what also? We ought to do something about Pat Cooper, you know, to honor him a little.
Pat Cooper, yeah. 93 years old.
Yeah, amazing.
I remember those
all right,
comedy albums about Pat Cooper comedy albums.
Oh, there you go.
You got one of his albums?
They got the Honeymoon, Spaghetti and Other Delights album of Pat Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said Whipped Cream and Other Delights by Herb Alpert.
Mm.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe we can find some Pat Cooper
laugh,
video.
So.
Audio.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I could look.
See if we can find some.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to
be
something around.
I'd rather do it all tomorrow and find a nice one for you.
Okay. I miss Connie and Chrissy on Saturday night. I think they moved to a new time. I think it moved, I have to check that info. Connie and Chrissy moved to a new time on public access.
Yeah, the new schedule.
Mm.
Yeah. I have to check
all
on
right,
the
Lou,
internet.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah,
well,
I'll call
you
Friday and have my fun. Sorry, I miss you guys. We were out to a concert.
Yeah.
You should have called us from the show. We could have heard some Spanish music.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, you have
Paloma.
To come to the concert see Gran Combo. I can put the Gran Combo through the phone on public access.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have the cell phone, Mom. I make my mom and my brother
you
my dad.
Tell them they're on the air all over the world, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Suzanne,
yeah,
I love
you
very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love you too, Louie. You're doing very well on the radio.
All
yeah,
right, Louie,
we'll
see
your new cell phone number, Frank.
Yeah. We'll see you Friday.
What's the phone number? 478
not on the air. Well, it's
not
all right.
On the air.
No, it's all right. It's the nursing home number. You can
yeah.
do it. What is it, Lou?
It's 478-2038. Is that your new cell phone?
Yeah, that's it.
Cell phone number.
That's it. Yeah. People
that's
can
the
call
one.
That.
I won't forget it.
If they want to help with the nursing home.
Is that your new cell phone number?
To get rid of it. Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, right. Okay. Hey, Frank, have a good night. I'll call you on a Friday at 8:30. I missed you last Friday due to a concert. This Friday, I'll keep trying to call you.
All right. We'll
all right,
get
thanks,
you.
Lou.
Good night,
yeah.
Suzanne. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Lou. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Hit a side open mic. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and pick your own subject, sound off about whatever is on your
Louis
mind.
Louis came back into you, by the way. You.
Who?
Louis came back in queue. He wants to talk more.
What do you mean? We just
we just spoke with him, I know, but he put himself back in queue to say something else, I think.
Well, we'll get him next time.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, Lou. Have
and,
a good night. We love you. You know that.
Don't forget, tomorrow night is our nursing home show. And the more you learn about it, the more you know that the government is only interested in keeping people in nursing homes.
And alive for a certain period of time. That's what I think.
Yeah. And that's how they've set it up.
Yeah.
And, well, self-advocacy does help, but it's not going to get rid of nursing homes.
No, it ain't.
It'll help keep people out.
Yeah. I had to do that for my aunt. Yeah, my aunt was getting the runaround in Florida. You know, she has to have 24-hour care. We had to sign a document saying that she's getting 24 hours. We did 24 hours for 3 days, and then we lowered it a little bit. And we kept lowering it as her brain healed from the car accident. She had a car accident.
Sure,
and
because they're
going to
use
thought.
That against you.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't sign anything.
Nope. I can't
people.
See it. You better give me something better writing than that. You know?
Yeah.
I get sent everything in. I'm sorry.
Probably Richie had a sign.
Yeah, exactly. He did. He had to go there a couple times, too. Then, like, three times he's gone there on behalf of my aunt.
Well, you can be damn sure they're going to use that at some point against you.
I know. That's what I want to hear after a certain period of time, you know, where she realizes, oh, I don't want money.
To eventually get the person in the nursing home.
In the nursing home. Yeah, they wanted her in a nursing home for rehabilitation, and I said, okay, you want my aunt to go for rehabilitation? I want you to give her an acute rehabilitation and not a subacute.
No. I would have said, you want her to go for rehab? I want a written guarantee that she's not going to go into a nursing home, in writing.
Oh, it ain't going to happen.
Well, that's what I would have said to them. Otherwise, leave us alone.
Yeah.
You know. But you know, they're all set up to push these people into nursing homes. That's the whole damn bottom line. You know, when you look at the whole thing, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they'll do anything they can to use what they can to get a person in. To the nursing home.
I agree with that.
It's like they're waiting around for people like your aunt
to die.
To run out of money.
Run out of money.
They're not
going to
help her. They're going to put her in a nursing home.
That's right. But what
they
we're
don't care
doing
about
right now
her.
Is we're helping her a little bit. So I know that I'll have another. I'm on a Section 8 waiting list for myself, but because of my multiple conditions, they give it to me faster than they would give it to my aunt, so she would have to live with me, you know.
She needs a very well-qualified person to move in with her and to live with her and be
like
a companion to her.
Yeah.
That's what she needs.
Yep. And she needs a trustworthy
person. That would be
person.
Harder for them to fight.
That's true.
If that person gave her 24 help.
Yeah.
You know? That's what she needs.
Yeah. I wish I had the money to start the Volunteers for Freedom. Maybe one day I will, but not right now. It hasn't come. You know? My boat hasn't sailed in yet.
Anyway, tomorrow night's our nursing home show, and
it's up there already.
Join us.
Yeah.
And help us remove the oppressive organizations that people
don't
have to
care.
Deal with.
Yeah. All our shows are up, including Thursday. I just need a title for Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, we'll come up with something.
Yeah, we will. We always do.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by James Bahamundi, attorney, 516-783-9662. If you have any civil rights questions, call Mr. Bahamundi. And let's see, who did I leave out? I think I covered everybody. All right. So tomorrow night, nursing home program. And, you know, that's got to be, I believe, one of the most important shows that we do.
It is.
That nursing home thing.
I got to get some sort
of... Give people information. Now, what about that article you were supposed to have by from the nursing magazine?
Yeah, I was going to look at it, but we don't have time right now for me to read that.
No,
we
not now, but
minutes.
I mean for tomorrow.
Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah. Get that on the air and let's see what it says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that thing you told me about where they want to create more nursing
homes. Yeah, make them smaller. A broken system.
Smaller, but more.
New proposals to overhaul nursing homes laid out in landmark report. Yep.
Well, yeah. Let's have that tomorrow night on the air.
Mm-hmm.
See what's in there.
I can't believe they actually have engineers looking into it. I'm like, I can't believe they're doing this.
Well, yeah. What do you mean? I believe it.
No, I know. I know, I believe
they
it.
They want to keep
like
people in nursing homes. We know that.
Oppressed. Yeah, oppressed.
We know that. I mean, these are supposed to be professional nurses who care about people. You know? And they're going to...
Here's what they wrote. They're acknowledging something
like
that really bothers me right now. It says, while the pandemic devastated the nursing home industry, it also served as an opportunity for change and the impetus to drive critically needed innovations to the sector, said Betty Farrell, a report chair. And
the change should be leave people in their own homes.
That would be much better. But they don't do that.
That's the only change.
Yeah. And then provide the service while they're home. In their new home. If people don't want them like their family because it's an extra burden.
Creating more nursing homes is not going to bring about change. It's
exactly.
going to make it worse. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our listeners, callers. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Be with us tomorrow night.
You're welcome.
For our nursing home program, and we'll get that report out.
Yeah.
And analyze it and take it apart and tell you how it really should read. Inner
That's
Sight.
Right.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Inner Sight.
Good night.